And it came to pass in the days when God wanted to test Abraham and know his heart and his love for him, that he said to him, Abraham, Abraham, take your beloved son Isaac and offer him to me as a burnt offering upon the mountain, of which I will tell you. Up in the morning and saddled his donkey and took two servants and Isaac his son. He took a knife and fire, walked on the earth and saw from afar the place of which the Lord had told him. And he said to his servants, you sit in this place with the donkey, and Isaac my son shall go to worship and return to you. And Abraham took the firewood for the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son, and took the fire in his hand and the knife. And Isaac spoke to his father, saying, my father, behold the fire and the wood, but where is the sheep which we shall offer as a burnt offering? And Abraham said to him, God, who commanded us to offer to him a sacrifice, will provide himself the sheep for a burnt offering, my son. And Abraham took stones and built an altar and took the firewood and laid it upon the altar and took Isaac his son and bound him and laid him upon the altar and took the knife to slay him. The Lord called to Abraham, saying to him, Abraham, Abraham, behold, do not touch your lad or do him any harm. When the Lord saw your love for him, he said, I am the Lord your God. By myself I have sworn that in blessing I will bless you, and in multiplying, I will multiply your seed. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw a sheep laid upon the tree, caught by its two horns. So he left Isaac his son and took the sheep and offered it up as a burnt offering instead of him. Thus the slaying of Isaac was a type of the shedding of the blood of Christ, the Son of God, on the cross for the salvation of the world. Carried the firewood for the burnt offering, likewise Christ carried the wood of the cross. And as Isaac returned alive, likewise Christ rose alive from the dead and appeared to his holy disciples. O God, who received the sacrifice of our father Abraham, Receive this sacrifice from our hands in this hour. Bless these gifts. Bless those on whose behalf they have been offered, and repose the souls of those who have died. May Christ bless the hearts and spirits of us all, so that with a pure heart and enlightened soul, an unashamed face, a faith unfeigned, a perfect love, and a firm hope, we may dare with boldness, without fear, to pray to you, O God, the Holy Father, who is in the heavens, and say, Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one.
In the Christ.